Right. All right, here on the Talking with Derek DSS TV station, Derek Shapiro Show, we have Sean Kinnon. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Yes, well, thank you. I mean, of course, you're no stranger to internet radio and television, of course. You're on the UBN. Yes. So, and of course, you're doing multiple hats, you know. You are an actor in General Hospital. You do your own internet radio, and you have a new book out, too, huh?
I do have a book called The Modern Gentleman, Cooking and Entertaining with Sean Kinnon. And I produce as well. And, I like to have my hands in a lot of different pies. I guess there's different aspects of the entertainment business that I guess most people have different things inside of me. And so, you know, for me to do just one thing and be limited to that,
exactly. I like that. You can't keep your eggs in one basket these days, you know?
Exactly.
So,
well, you know, it's interesting you say, the entertainment business, I think, it's always been a difficult business. And I think anyone who reaches success as an entertainer and is able to make their livelihood solely as an entertainer has kind of won a lottery. But, you know, it's become so hard and so competitive that I think a lot of us have had to wear different hats and become multi-hyphenates to sort of ensure that success.
Well, you know, you're the third person from General Hospital I had on my show. I'm actually the second cast member, though. I interviewed Roseanne back in the day, and Roseanne was a guest on at General Hospital. And, of course, and your pal Laura Wright and her husband John has been on my show before. And they wear and they wear multiple hats, too, of course, you know. I'm sorry?
They have a wine vineyard.
Yes, and so I'm glad that you are doing stuff with your wife too, Michelle.
Absolutely. Michelle and I host Kanan's Rolls on UBN Radio every Wednesday night at 8 Pacific time.
That's cool. Now, also, let me ask you a question. What do you like better, doing the radio or doing the acting on General Hospital? Or do you like both of them the same?
I enjoy radio. It's a much, much, much less structured process.
Yep.
I also do stand-up comedy. I really enjoy doing that. But the thing about radio that I get that I don't get with General Hospital is, you know, they're my words. I'm speaking my words and able to give, you know, my opinions about things as opposed to playing a character and having to adhere to a script, which was obviously written by somebody else. Like I said, each one of them has something different that I like specifically, and that's why I follow them.
Now, do you get nervous interviewing your fellow actors on your show, you know? Like, I know you're going to have Steve Burton on your show, you know? And you interviewed one of your cast members from General Hospital, Finola Hughes. Do you get nervous interviewing them?
No, I don't get nervous interviewing them. I think sometimes, I keep the show very loosely structured, and I have Michelle by my side, and I don't really get nervous. I mean, there are sometimes I've interviewed some people, and you know there have been some interviews that are easier to do than others, and some that go a little more smoothly, and the conversation flows a little more easily.
Yep.
But not too much. Listen, one thing actors love to do is talk about themselves.
Yes.
So when I get actors on the show and get them to start talking about themselves, usually they keep it going.
Now, also, I saw on YouTube, I read that you were in Celebrity Rehab yourself back in the day, right?
Yeah, that was something I did, several years ago.
Now, did you have a drinking problem, or did you have a drug problem back in the day?
That's all stuff that's really in my past. It's not really stuff that I choose to go into.
Well, no, I just want to ask you, because your character, AJ, on General Hospital, had a drinking problem, right? Is it hard to do that, knowing that the past that you had?
Well, I think that anytime an actor has life experiences they can draw from, hopefully it
Yep.
But I have four stepchildren.
Wow.
And I think I'm infinitely more capable of playing a father now that I am one, rather than, you know, before I was one. Now that doesn't mean that I couldn't have played it, but I'd like to think that the depth of the performance is enhanced because it's supported with real experience.
And how old is your daughter again? Yeah, my daughter's 12. She's going to be 13 October 2nd, my daughter London, you know? And
Yeah,
and,
good luck, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's great, but it's, you know, I've got four girls and one boy, and it's, yeah. You know, it's great, and it's wonderful, and it's fun, and it's also, you know, challenging.
Yes.
And frustrating and all the things that it is to be a parent, but you know, those are all the things that, you know, hopefully I'm able to.
Sure.
When I work with, Chad Dole.
Yeah.
And so we create a believable relationship as father and son.
You do. And now let me ask you, who do you look up to? You know, you're a stand-up comic too, of course. Who do you look up for stand-up comedians?
You know, I really like Brian Caitlin. Brian's been in, you know, the Hangover movies. I think he's just a super funny guy.
Yep.
Really, really funny guy. And he's actually, I know Brian, and he's actually been really helpful to me with my stand-up. I like John Leguizamo's stand-up a lot because there's a real pathos to it. I mean, a lot of John Leguizamo's earlier years, from what he said in his stand-up, was really trying to please his father. And there was a lot of sort of heartbreak with that, so he has a lot of material that he talks about that's extremely funny, but there's also like an underlying sadness to it.
Yep.
And at the end of one of his routines, he kind of was like, "Hey, Dad, look at me. You know, I made it. You know, you're finally gonna respect me and love me now." And I was struck by the fact that it's not easy to be funny up on stage.
No, it's not.
But to be funny up on stage and also have, you know, an extreme, poignant life viewpoint.
Yep.
I think that just deepens it even more. And you know, he did that. I mean, obviously, you know, I grew up with Eddie Murphy. I actually listened to George Carlin and Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy for me was you know, probably one of the greatest stand-ups ever.
Yes, I actually had the privilege to meet Eddie Murphy's brother, Charlie Murphy, back in the day in New York.
Charlie's hilarious. I love Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood on Dave Chappelle's show.
Yes.
I think Charlie's incredibly talented too.
Oh yes. Now who do you look up to as a serious actor? Because of course you're on General Hospital. Who do you look up to as a serious actor?
One of my favorite actors of all time is Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's my son's favorite. I'm one of his favorite actors because, you know, he was in Cars, you know.
that's funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
And definitely Robert Downey, and you know, pre Iron Man and all of that. I've actually had the good fortune to meet Robert, hang out with him on several occasions.
Really?
Yeah, he's a consummate actor, and the ability that he has to do comedy, do action, do drama, and having come back from, you know, such, you know, personal adversity, you know, with his substance problems and everything, I have tremendous admiration for him.
Sure, and who do you look up to as an author?
As an author? Well, you know, I know it might sound a little bit derivative and cliche, but I mean, probably the first author I really looked up to was J.D. Salinger when I was a kid, and ultimately I wound up writing a script called Chasing Holden that I executive produced and starred in, the Lionsgate distributed, about a kid that runs away from boys called Find J.D. Salinger.
Sure.
I like John Kennedy Toole, who wrote A Confederacy of Dunces.
Yep.
I like Ernest Hemingway a lot.
And last but not least, who do you look to as a radio host?
The one, the only, Howard Stern.
You know, that was funny, but I was listening to your show, I think last week.
Howard Stern is an absolute pioneer. He's fearless. He gets his
Yep.
And he said, you know, people get in there in that tiny room with me, and it's really just the two of us, and it creates an intimacy, and they forget that the whole world's listening, and they talk to me like I'm an intimate friend.
Yep.
And that's what really creates good radio, and I agree about that.
Yes. You know, for me, me being a radio, I look up to Ryan Seacrest, and I interview Ryan Seacrest. I had that privilege, you know, and when I, you know, met Ryan Seacrest, I was so nervous, you know, and I took a picture with him, you know what I'm saying? It was so cool.
I remember when I was first starting my career, Ryan was still working, I think, for Rick Dees.
Yeah.
He had his own show, yeah, and Ryan interviewed me years ago. He's a really nice guy.
Oh, he is. He is awesome. Yes. Well, thank you very much, Sean. And
it was my pleasure. Yes. Thank you so much for being so supportive of our show, Kanan's Rules. I really appreciate that. I know you're in the in the chat room a lot. We sure appreciate having you support us.
Well, thank you, and thank you for supporting me on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station. I really appreciate it. All right, and Sean, you want to tell us a few things that's coming up in October, November?
Thank you much,
Sean.